You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, let's get right into it. Do you know the real Jesus, or has Satan and the religious leaders deceived you? You know, I watch every once in a while, I'll turn on some of these TV preachers, and they're up there stomping and snorting and talking about sin, and they never define sin from the biblical definition. Did you know that your Bible defines what sin is? The preachers get up there and they'll say things like, well, sin is gambling, sin is drinking, sin is dancing, sin is, and they got gambling. They got all these different definitions of sin. Not once have I heard them tell you the truth of what is sin. Do you want to know where the Bible defines sin? It's in the New Testament, so you can't say, well, that's the Old Testament. You know, I'm a New Testament Christian. The Bible itself tells us what sin is. It says, 1 John 3, chapter 3, verse 4, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. Or, O King James, sin is transgression of the law. If you violate God's law, doesn't matter which one, Sabbath, doesn't matter. That is sin. You can't take church doctrines and show that not believing those doctrines is causing somebody to sin. It's just not true. There are a lot of church doctrines out there, like I said. I grew up in a church and they taught that alcohol was bad. That was a sin. Guess what? Jesus' first miracle was turning water into wine. And it wasn't some cheap hooch. It was high quality, very good wine. Because when he did it at the wedding, the guests said, you know, usually somebody brings out the good wine first, gets people half drunk, and then they bring out the cheap wine. But they ran out of wine at the wedding, and so Jesus took the barrels of wine, told the servants to go and take them, fill them with water, the empty barrels, and he turned that water into wine. Jesus did not sin. Wine is not a sin. Alcohol is not a sin. Being a drunkard, that is a sin. Absolutely. Gambling. People say, oh, gambling, that's a sin. No, it's not. It is not a sin. People say, oh, let me see here. The church that I grew up in, here's one, dancing. They taught dancing was a sin. David danced before the Lord. Dancing's not a sin. All of these traditions, church doctrines, that they want to present as biblical laws are lies. Now, gambling and being addicted, that's not good. That's bad. That could be a sin depending on what you do. Being a drunk, that's a glutton, that's a sin. They accuse Jesus of being a wine bibber, a drunk. Obviously, he drank wine for them to accuse him of that. Here's where you learn more. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.